Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to Galactic Goddess Podcast. I'm your host, Radhanilia. And yes, I have been on hiatus. I have been traveling around the world and been on a journey of sorts. So I've taken some time, but I am back and ready to share with you because we are going through a transformation together, my friends. We are seriously on the on the wave, riding the surf of this huge shift that's going on with all of us mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And that means a lot of shifts and changes in our body and in ourselves in so many ways. For me personally, I've been having a sort of activation of old breast implant illness things come up. And, you know, I really wanted to talk about this because I don't think that these things are coming up really to stay with us. I think a lot of us are experiencing old issues and patterns and programs and even death programs in order to really heal them. So today I have a very special guest, Miss Stasha Bliss, and we are going to be discussing the physical body upgrade in the new earth. We are going to be looking at the body as it transitions from 3D death disease paradigm to an upgraded matrix that is more aligned with a love light, eternal now self-regeneration paradigm. And we are rewiring so much of who we are. You know, many of us have gone through death processes, and that is what I've been going through lately, a death of many of my old selves. And then through that, I've actually had to face past pain, you know, physical, like the physical pain that I used to have with a breast implant illness. And that is terrifying when I go through that, because it was really fighting for my life at that time. So, you know, I want to encourage all of us to take the highest evolutionary path possible. It is not an easy journey, and we are here to support each other, to really embody this with grace and with love and with support, you know. And so that's why this is so important, and I'm going to be doing a series with Stasha, so stay tuned. Hello, Stasha. Welcome.
Thank you, Ra.
So happy to have you here today, because we are going to be jumping right into the physical body upgrade in the new earth. And I'm so happy that you're here, because you are quite the expert. You are so tuned in. And for those of you that are just hearing Stasha for the first time, I've had her on my show before, but she's a Kundalini coach, a mystic. She's a multi-published author, a best-selling author, and a co-author with Awakening Starseed series, and we are so happy to have you on today.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here.
So we are going through some shifts, are we not?
Oh, yeah. All this Virgo energy has really put emphasis on the body, so I think it's really important to talk about right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, the main thing is just that we are in the process of moving paradigms from this old earth reality, which I like to call the death disease paradigm, but everything built up around the idea that we decay and die, and that we are, you know, we go downhill as we get older in age, and that our bodies fall apart. Like, that's one paradigm that we have all been participating in, and we've built up structures to support that. You know, everything from, you know, I'm not saying that medicine's not great, but we have actually created and cultivated, you know, a death disease paradigm, not a health paradigm, not a self-regenerating, right? So this new earth paradigm, to me, I call this the love light self-regeneration paradigm, where we remember that we are self-regenerating, that we are part of the eternal consciousness, the fluid love light frequency that self regenerates and self rejuvenates if we are tuned into, tapped into, and running that program in our bodies, in our operating system. So right now we're in the process of kind of like junking the old operating system, and our physical bodies are upgrading, but it's really up to, and we'll talk about this more in the next show, I think, but it's really up to our mental body, our minds, to assist us in making this transition. You know, like, because our bodies are going to feel all these same ways. You know, we're still going to feel these aches, we're still going to feel these, you know, weirdnesses in our body, but what we call them and how we translate them and what we do from there is going to be dictated upon which paradigm that we're buying into, right?
Yeah, I love that so much. And, you know, I know personally, I've been going through a lot of sort of like my, the old, when I, cause I, you know, I was sick before with breast implant illness. And so that old structure was sort of popping up again into my reality.
Loves to do that.
And I was like totally knocked out. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, ooh, and I was really kind of scared because it didn't feel very good. And it felt like it was sort of pulling me under this tide, you know? And I've been there before where I've felt like I, you know, where this takes me down a very sort of a dark road, because once I get sick, it's hard to get better, you know?
Right. Yes. And it does become a spiral.
It becomes a spiral. And I really was like so happy to just chat with you, because in that moment, I was like, this can go really this one way, which is not good. And just speaking with you, we talked about moving and shifting into new paradigm, right? And also, like, there is a death of something, and I want to just talk about that for 1 second, because there is a death of something. And it's like, for me, I feel like I've had to face death many times over and over, but I felt that each time it was like a part of me was dying.
Totally.
And this is what's happening again. So it's almost like the old parts of me that were in that place before, it's like maybe they're coming up to visit, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll touch on this just for a moment, that we do go through so many deaths, even from the moment we're born, you know, like the death of the reality of the womb happens at the same time we birth into this reality, right? And like the death of like breastfeeding or diapering and moving into being older, and the death of staying home and then going to school, and then, you know, adolescence when we go through a hormonal change, like every single one of these phases are deaths and rebirths in us. And so the same thing now, we're going through a spiritual rebirth, I believe, collectively. And so we are dying to an unconscious reality, you know, and that even though we are excited about that on one hand, on the other hand, there's a lot of parts about that old us and that old consciousness that we're familiar with, that we're comfortable with, that we even love and have a difficult time letting go just because it's familiar, like just because it seems like us, right? Or it feels like something we know. And so even our aches and pains, like even those, they carry with them a sense of familiarity and the known and like something we can rely on, you know, makes us feel in a way wise if we've been able to even overcome some of these things and, you know, work with our bodies and do detoxes or like what you did, you know, like have your implants removed and feel your body go into health, you know, addressing it in that way can be really empowering as well. But so right now what I feel like is happening is an opportunity to look at some of these old things, like, I mean, just basic things, even like I have a cold or I have a flu or I have a stomach virus or I have a fever, like any of these like basic normal sounding expressions of our body could all get an upgrade now as we're moving into a different reality where do we have a cold? Like, do we have a flu? Or are we like, is something happening on another level that we can address? You know, everything is stepping down from the most expanded version into our bodies. So from a spiritual perspective, or, you know, like we'll talk about this in another conversation, but from like the bliss body or the universal consciousness body, like there's something going on that big level. And then it's stepping down for us in density, right? All the way to our physical body. So yeah. Right now, as we're getting so much information coming just through like being so close to the galactic center and like the alignment of the planets and like solar flares and the Schumann's resonance going up, like all these vibrational frequencies are shifting that are expanding our awareness and our consciousness. And we're literally like evolving our bodies, like our DNA is unfolding and like new capacities are unveiling themselves. And so then when these similar looking symptoms arise, we get the opportunity to name them something that is going to support this process rather than keep us in the pattern of the old world. Does that make sense?
Oh, so much. Like downloading the template of our higher selves into our body.
And it's not that,
but that we need to make room.
Right. And it's not that the old paradigm is necessarily bad. Like it served us to give us wisdom and experience. But now say like I had a stomach ache the last few days, like really, really like uncomfortable. But my consciousness was like, well, you are digesting a lot of huge information, like you're digesting a lot on your consciousness level. And it's, you know, there's a little bit of indigestion about that. Some of that is being assimilated and some of that is like, no, I'm not ready for that. And so when we think about it on that level, then we can be like, okay, even though, you know, some herbs could help to soothe us because we still, you know, we're working with the physical, but on the level of mentality or consciousness level, we can start to translate it in a way that supports our evolution rather than something's wrong with me. I need to go like fix this.
That's powerful, a powerful shift in consciousness, just that. So what would you say to somebody? Because I know a lot of somebodies are going through a lot of physical aches and pains, and a lot of my friends are telling me like, oh ouch, I'm going, like these old wounds are resurfacing,
definitely.
that they thought they had already healed,
right?
And
that's actually part of the healing spiral, is when we're spiraling out of an illness, there are, you know, it comes in waves where we like feel better and then a part of it comes up again, that's the next layer to be healed, and then, you know, it kind of goes in waves. And I want to reiterate that I'm not suggesting that people just drop the old paradigm and never go to a doctor or never take a medicine. You know, I'm definitely not saying cold turkey it to this new reality. You know, there's some symptoms that arise that we need to address, but I am saying let's start to like turn in the direction of what else could this be, and start like having the dialogue with ourselves and with each other. Okay, so if it was a cold in the old reality, like what is it in the new reality? Like our bodies actually know what to do. And that's the key words I love to say, is like, what if we trusted that our bodies knew exactly what to do and that they were doing exactly the perfect thing for our evolution, that they're actually timed in with the universe to do the next thing if we allow it and if we open to it. And so this cold or flu, like what if it's really just, it is automatically knowing that we have this much toxins in our body and it needs to shed. It needs to just like slough that off. And so we have mucus, you know, mucus knows how to like collect all that stuff and pull it out of our body. It's not a dysfunction and it's not a dis-ease. It's actually our body knowing how to move back toward homeostasis again. So I heard someone say, I think it was William Reich, I was watching his stuff because I create Organite as well. And he says in his material, you know, he discovered that cancer is not, it's not the problem itself. The tumor is not the thing. It's actually the end result of all this disharmony in the body, that's just the outpicturing of what's already disorganized in the body that's wanting to show where to bring your consciousness, right?
Yes, that makes so much sense. Like how I see it is like the unraveling of so many knots inside of our psyche, inside of our body, and how they interweave together in these knots.
Yes.
And we're sort of straightening a lot of stuff out. And I mean, the purge for me has been like 24/7. I'm like, whoa, I guess I'm really supposed to get to the next level.
Yeah. And just to like lighten it up a little bit for people, like I love the analogy of getting a haircut. Like in the, say you have long hair and your reality, your paradigm is I have long hair. So in the drawer, you have hair products for long hair. You go through a lot of shampoo. You probably have big giant chunks of hair like stuck to your brush, you know, like you can't, you know, when you zip up your coat, you have to move your hair. Like if you're being intimate, you have to watch out. Like there's all these things around long hair. And then you get a haircut and like you suddenly have short hair, but the old residues or patterns from having a long hair are still showing up. You're like, still have hair in your drawer. You still have hair in your drain. You still think you have to comb all the way down, but you don't, you know, like that pattern's still there, but you have already shifted. So like we've already shifted collectively, I believe, but we still have like a ghost left of this old reality that we keep like responding to and going, wait, is this still here? Like, are we still doing this reality? And so we have like even symptoms of that reality, and we have to keep reminding ourselves, yeah, no, I'm not declining right now. My life is just beginning. Mm-hmm. Like we're in the infancy, I believe, of our spiritual becoming. And we literally, whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever age you are right now, we literally are beginning a cycle.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, I feel that so much. That's what I keep saying. I was like, I haven't even started yet. Like, I'm, you know, my really big purpose, I feel like I'm just sort of been preparing.
Yes.
You know, and I feel like, okay. And then when I got really sick, I was like, excuse me,
right?
Universe.
And that was your wake up call. Like, that was your big shift moment.
It really was.
Yeah, definitely. And we all get at least one of those.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure I'll get more. I mean, they keep coming for me. I don't know when they're going to
stop. Well, every time it deepens our awareness, right? And it deepens our trust and our ability and our like strength in believing in the universe and in ourselves. Because right now I feel like the main thing is just when something comes up for us physically, to begin the conversation with, how can I speak about this in a way that's actually empowering me and not disempowering me?
Yes, exactly. Wow, that's such a huge shift. So like when somebody's feeling sick, they're like, well, I'm going through an upgrade process right now. My body's just transmuting.
Yeah, or like my body knows I need to just check out for a minute. Like, we don't surrender enough and relax enough, you know? Like, body's like, hey, you could really use to not do anything right now. So headache, you know, like whatever it is, it's like, you know, you need to get off your computer right now. So your eyes hurt. You know, not like, my eyes hurt, I need to go to the doctor. No, like, I'm just hearing the universe talk to me and I need to nurture right now. That's probably the biggest thing that most of us need when something in the body comes up, is just, we need to self-nurture.
It's so beautiful. And that's so, so aligned. Yeah. The other day I just went outside and just laid naked in the sun because my body was like, I need some sun.
Oh, so good. Good job. I love that.
Yeah.
Wow, so nurturing. So. Yes,
it is. And as far as like, so, you know, when people go into these feelings of panic, when they feel like, you know, oh my gosh, my body's starting to break down again. Like, what would you say to that, and how people can change their mindset? Mm-hmm. Because that's so important, you know, being able to capture your mind and move it into the direction that it wants to go rather than spiraling into a downhill.
So it's two part, and I feel like we touched on this a little last night when we were talking, but that is not just changing the mindset. Like, we have this idea that we can change it in our mind, but we really need to embody. So when we feel something off, we're just disconnected for a moment from the flow of life force that's wanting to come through us. And I recommend just like opening up, maybe going outside and just imagining and feeling the light of the sun just washing through your body, breathing it in, like reminding yourself that you are a part of this process that's unfolding in reality, and everything is perfectly timed and on time, and your body is like unfolding and evolving to its next beautiful expression. And just like listening to your body, like feeling it, allowing yourself to just step into your body to a greater degree and really, really inhabit the self. And some of these things are just like, they're just our body saying, hey, listen to me, like be in me, like really feel me. I think we haven't really felt our bodies as much as we're getting to right now in this shift. Like, we've really been kind of like more in a mental field, but this upgrade, I really feel, is like an embodiment practice.
I feel that too. It's deep. It's like the body's waking up, and that can even feel like tingling, or you know, I was feeling some numbness.
Absolutely.
But it's just really the body saying, I'm here, hello. I've, you know,
inhabit me with your consciousness.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really literally is like more consciousness trying to fit into the same size vehicle. So we have the same size body, but we're trying to fit in more consciousness. So that's going to feel tight for a second. It might ache, it might stretch, it might pull, it might, you know, any of those things are possible.
Yeah, no kidding. And then how would you address like the sleep issues? Because across the board, people are saying they're having a hard time sleeping. You know?
My main thing is like sleep is overrated. As soon as we really like can really get into the place where we know we're constantly regenerating, then we're always in relaxed poise with life. So like if we want to lay down, like that could be any time. Like right now, I'm just going to lay down and realign with the universe. And then like, sure, I like to sleep as much as anybody. So I like to go lay down. But this idea that we have to have a certain amount of sleep to function, like that's an old belief that's tied to death, decay. I'm sorry, folks that like to say that. Just chuck that program. It's not empowering you. It's not empowering you at all. You know, it's holding you back. So.
That's such a good, you know, that's really great. People should take, pull up that program, and like any healing, you can clear these programs because they run in our system. It's like, okay, now it's time for you to start, you know, whatever, going through a crisis.
And I hear it all the time. You know? It's like even really like aware, conscious folks are like, okay, but I have to do this. Like my body absolutely needs this. And it's like, okay, but that's based on an old past thing, even still. Mm-hmm. Like we're refreshing every moment. So you actually don't know what you need right now until right now. So even though you have like some good logged up experience, you know, what you need right now is to be fully like aligned with this moment. And this moment is going to dictate that.
That's so beautiful. It's like going moment to moment. And I think it's really bringing more presence into each moment.
Yes.
And each moment is inviting us to ask us like, which way do you want to go? Do you want to go back to the old or do you want to go into the new?
Right.
Old or new? Old or, that's totally. What I keep seeing every moment. And I'm like, new.
Yeah. Are we going to evolve or devolve? Like, are we going to expand or are we going back into contraction? You know, like we are birthing something and even things that have been empowering in the past could be a limitation in the moment. So just remembering that it's like looking for what's empowering me right now.
Oh, I love this. This is so good. This is, and it's really about empowerment and not about fear.
Yes.
You know,
totally.
I think that's where we're going. And a lot of the old paradigm and a lot of the old stuff coming up is around fear.
Yes, totally.
You know, and so I recognize that, you know, and I feel like having to face that dragon and then be like, okay, and I'm not gonna be overtaken by you.
And let's be real, like a lot of that fear is based on like supposed logic, which has been supposedly like proven by XYZ, even driving by graveyards and being like, well, death exists. See, I see all these tombstones. So obviously death exists, but you can also look in your drawer after you cut your hair and say, I still have long hair because look at all this hair in here. You know, like it's just realizing, yes, there's going to be still some of the old moving through your reality as you change paradigms, but it's up to us to keep shifting that every time the opportunity comes up to go into old beliefs or new ones.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I mean, I accept that, you know, like transformation is a part of life in many different ways. Like that's understood. But we have a say in how we're navigating it in our bodies right now.
Yes, we do.
We have a say, even if it's showing up in these really, really uncomfortable ways, which are very potent, you know?
Yes.
So.
A lot of people are afraid to fully take control of that. And it's sometimes easier to give that power away. Well, you know, like to somebody else. But in truth, that's, you know, the only way we're going to up-level this thing is to recognize that we are sovereign in ourselves. We get to make the final say.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of sovereign beings being empowered. What a world, you know, like
what a world
we can create.
I love it. Thank you so much for your perspective today. And, you know, guys, we're going to continue this conversation because there is so much to share. I wanted to make sure that you could digest this because our next podcast is going to be on different perspectives on the body, moving from a dense physical reality perspective to a multi-dimensional empowered one. So be sure to tune in. We will be sharing that very shortly. And thank you so much, Sasha, for coming on and sharing your insightful wisdom. You are such a magical mystic, and I just love and adore you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Radha. It's been an honor.
Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.